explain your current equipment setup. I know a lot of people on our website have speculated about what you're shooting now and whether you're shooting release or not release, and thought maybe we'd just set the record straight and let our visitors know what you're shooting.
Sure. I'm still a dyed-in-the-wool finger shooter, number one. I recommend in my articles and in my seminars and on occasional television programs that people shoot a release aid because I think that's the fastest way to good accuracy with a bow. It's the fastest way to tune your bow. And unless you want to work really hard at getting good with fingers, you're going to be more accurate with a release. But I've been shooting fingers for almost 40 years, and I'm reasonably accurate with fingers. I'm accurate enough with fingers that I don't feel any need to switch over to a release aid. And one of my philosophies about bow hunting is you should shoot the simplest setup that you can shoot well and that you can take animals consistently with, because the more complex the setup, the more there is to go wrong. And fingers are a lot simpler than a release aid. I know my fingers aren't going to fall off. I know they're not going to jam up. I know I can shoot faster with my fingers than I could ever shoot with a release aid in clutch situations, ground hunting situations where I don't have a release aid hooked up to the string all the time. You can hook up all the time at a tree stand. If you're walking around for a good chunks of the day, it's not comfortable or practical to have your release aid hooked up to the string all the time. And some of the best animals I've taken, I don't believe I would have shot with a release aid because things happen too quickly. And that includes my current world record elk, and it includes my current world record mountain caribou that I shot in 1995 in the Northwest Territories of Canada. Those two animals and several others just didn't give me enough time to take a shot. It was a surprise when they gave me the shot. And for me, and I'm not recommending it to anybody else because it's more difficult, and you'll get better accuracy with a release in general. For me, fingers are the way to go. I'm shooting right now a Reflex caribou compound bow. Reflex is a division of Hoyt USA. It's one of only two compound bows on the market now that I consider to be good finger compound bows, mainly because that and the Protec from Hoyt are long enough axle to axle. They're both about 46 inches long axle to axle. They're long enough that a finger shooter can shoot without getting dramatic string pitch around the fingers at full draw. And as anybody who shot fingers know, if you get too much string pitch, the string's going to hang up in your fingers. You're not going to get as smooth or as accurate a release. I still shoot aluminum arrows, and some people are a little surprised by that, but because carbon is all the rage these days. But I know, because I'm so meticulous about checking arrow straightness and arrow weight and wall thickness of arrows, I know that aluminum is still, in the very top grade shafts, more precisely manufactured than carbon. And, you know, I would debate that with anybody because the facts are the facts. Aluminum's guaranteed straighter from the factory. It spins better across arrow rollers. And especially for a finger shooter, you've got to have straight arrows to get good accuracy with broadheads. So I still shoot aluminum. I shoot XX78 Super Slam shafts from Easton. And they shoot better than I could shoot with fingers, which is very important to me. I make my own tabs from scratch. I don't shoot a glove because I think a tab is more accurate. It distributes the pressure of the string more evenly across your fingers, and it doesn't groove out over time like a glove does. And I make my own. They're a lot like the calf air camp pinch tabs that a lot of finger shooters shoot, but I actually use shap leather and cut out my custom tabs to fit my hand size. And The leather I use doesn't shrink in wet weather. My average tab lasts 4 or 5 years, and I shoot a lot. So just about everything I do is and shoot is customized in some way or another. Very, very little of my shooting gear is right off the shelf.